today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
One, haven't worked hard enough. Two, they haven't worked hard enough on the right things. Or three, they haven't consistently worked hard enough on the right things.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done!
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
This is Fran Frischeller from ESPN, and you are listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
What's happening, guys? It's Alan Stein, and welcome to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show, where each episode is a micro clinic with one goal and one goal only: to raise the game. This show is made possible by Dr. Dish, the inventors of the most user-friendly and versatile shooting machine in the game. In today's episode, Drew Hanlon shares some thoughts on how head coaches, players, and assistant coaches can make the most of the summer months. But before we chop it up, did you know that Crossover clips, tags, and stats your game film at a price that works for most high school budgets? Trust me, they will make your film sessions 10 times more efficient and effective. Visit crossoverwithak.com to see how they can help you win more games this season. All right, let's turn the mics on with Drew Hanlon. Drew, with most high school coaches and high school programs entering the summer now, what are some things that they can do to make sure they don't repeat, some of the pitfalls that they experienced last season, and also keep their workouts and summer practices fresh? So, you know, they want to evolve and involve new players, but they want to make sure they're not repeating what they used to do.
I think one of the biggest flaws in our game is that coaches constantly preach that players need to work harder and maybe they don't put in enough work. And coaches themselves don't work hard enough and don't put in enough work. And so while there are a ton of great coaches that spend their entire summer, making sure that they're preparing for the following season, I think a lot of coaches are very similar to those teachers that, you know, that kind of, you know, spend year one building these, practice plans and kind of curriculum. And then they just stick with the same thing over and over and don't evolve and kind of make everything fit to the personnel and players that they have coming in the following season. So I think it's one of the most important things that coaches can do is, one, kind of go back and analyze everything that they possibly can from the previous season. Two, list out all of the flaws or all the things that they wish they would have maybe done better or done differently. And then three, rank those and kind of in order of priority and say, hey, listen, which things do we really need to lock in on and address? And then four, they have to make off-season decisions. The hard decisions should be all made in the off-season. So if you're down one with, 2 seconds left and you have the ball underneath, what play are you going to run? Those decisions are easier to make when there's no pressure on the line, when you get to really think things through and then have multiple solutions so that hopefully you can choose for maybe three or four things and depending on how the game's going. And then the last thing, the fifth thing is, and I think this one is super, super important, is that they need to go out and pick other coaches or other people's brains about what they would have done differently that kind of were outside of the program, but also had a lot of access to the program. So, talk to the people, other coaches that were in your league or outside of your league that you played against. Talk to people that, you really respect that come to a lot of your games and say, from an outside looking in, what are some of the things that you noticed that we could have done better? Because sometimes when you're so in the program and in the locker room, you kind of overlook some of the biggest flaws that your team might have had just because, you weren't able to kind of get that outside looking in look.
Yeah, I love that concept of making high pressure decisions during low pressure times, and that you do all of that during the off season because you're going to be very emotional depending on how the season's going once the season gets here. To make those decisions now is important. And I also love the concept of, it's the oldest adage in the book for success: do more of what works and less of what doesn't. But in order to do that, you've really got to go back last year and find out all of the things that your team did well and find ways to strengthen those, and then look at the challenges and the missteps that you had and find ways to tighten those up. What about if a player is listening to this? What would you recommend from an individual player standpoint to make sure that they're not only training hard this summer, but they're also training smart to make sure that they're the best prepared player and teammate they can be once the season starts?
I think tons of players waste their entire summer and don't improve, and they're not an improved player in the fall just because they either, one, haven't worked hard enough, two, they haven't worked hard enough on the right things, or three, they haven't consistently worked hard enough on the right things. And I think that last statement kind of boils down the exact truth of all the players that don't improve or don't improve as much as they should. But players should really lock in on no more than three things in a summer. You don't have time to get, you know, great at a bunch of things, and you don't want to just be decent at a lot of things. You want to have some kind of value that, you know, can help your team ultimately win more games. And so if I was a player, I would first start with my coach, and I would go to him and say, "Coach, how can I help us, our team, win more games next season?" Because that's all that ultimately matters. And hopefully your coach has a good understanding of what your role is going to be next season, and he can give you some things that he thinks that you need to do to provide value. That's where you'd start. The second thing you would do is, if you have college ambition, or you play on a select summer team, then you would ask that coach or the coaches that are recruiting you, "Hey, coach, where do you see me, you know, fitting in on my AAU team, or where do you see me fitting in at the next level?" So that you can also incorporate those kind of things, because you want to basically, you know, prepare and excel in the current role that you're in while preparing for the future role that you want. And so I think that, if you put all those lists together, then what you can do is come up, you know, prioritize what are the top three focuses I need to spend my entire summer on, lock in on those things, don't worry about anything else, and get really, really good at those things. And I promise you that you'll the players will become a better player by the time that the fall hits and the school starts back.
Love that. And like our good friend Tate's Lock has always said, if you still have a weak hand when school starts, then you wasted your summer, which is always hilarious, but a great way to talk about being able to prioritize what you need. And I also think it's important for players to understand, and coaches, you have to make a sacrifice if you want to be the best player possible. I mean, you're still a kid, so you should enjoy your summer. But, I mean, you can't be spending every day laying out by the pool working on your tan if you expect to be the best player that you're going to be when you show back up for school. So you've got to make sure that you make time to sacrifice. Lastly, let's kind of talk about assistant coaches and some of the peripheral staff and some things that they can do to make sure that they're helping the program be as successful as possible next season.
I think first and foremost, I think that the assistant coaches should be acting like they're the head coach. You know, they should be constantly providing feedback and solution to the head coach. They should be, you know, very instructional in the player development, because they can be more hands-on. And obviously the head coach doesn't want to lose their players before the season starts. The head coach kind of needs to be a little bit off in the distance during the summer. They can provide obviously mentorship and leadership, but you don't want your players to be tired of you by the time that the season starts. And so I think assistant coaches have to be heavily leaned upon to handle kind of the player development aspect side of it during the summer. And then also, I think assistant coaches need to look at themselves as coaches instead of just kind of guys that are puppets to the head coach, and really challenge the head coach, you know, challenge them. And you know, one of the drills that I love that a couple college, high major colleges do is they'll have all the assistant coaches go and scout against themselves. So if I'm University X, then I would have each assistant go and say, "Hey, listen, you're getting ready to prepare against University X. Play against us. Go scout us. Go tear us apart and tell us what your scouting report would look like against us, so that we can kind of really see what teams see when they scout us." And that was one thing that I've stolen from, you know, again, multiple high major universities that I think would be very valuable at the high school or the college level, is these assistants kind of breaking their games down, you know, the team's game down, so that ultimately they have a good understanding of what other opponents see when they go to scout them.
I love that. And I also I think it's very applicable that you've always talked to players, and you just mentioned it a few minutes ago, about do everything you can to star in and fulfill your current role, but continually work on the extra things you need to do to expand your role. I think the same can be said for assistant coaches. Do what your head coach needs you to do right now in your current role as an assistant coach, but constantly, you know, try to break outside of that box and add extra value, whether it's to continue to fulfill you, you know, as the assistant coach with the current program, or maybe if you aspire to be a head coach, you've got to always be pushing for more with yourself and with your program. Well, that's it for today. We're about to drop the mics. Thanks for investing your time with us. I hope we helped you raise your game. Much love to Dr. Dish for assisting coaches and trainers with their versatile shooting machines. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com. All right, time to get back in the gym.